This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I learned that, aside from the article in the Washington Post and other papers saying that ISIS was a transnational threat now based out of Afghanistan, Bill emphasizes that al-Qaeda is the much more grave threat, with billions of dollars of equipment and cash left from the abandonment of Afghanistan by the United States and its allies in 2021, and major leaders said to be back in Kabul. Al-Qaeda is the threat, working very closely with the Taliban. Here's Bill Raggio.
Larger threat, the more long-term threat that emanates from Afghanistan, is the enduring Taliban-Al-Qaeda alliance. Remember, the Islamic State is the enemy of the Taliban. They're both enemies because the Islamic State wants the Taliban and Al-Qaeda to submit to its caliph or its leader. The Taliban refuses to do so, and it remains in the Al-Qaeda camp. The Taliban wants primacy of the jihad in Afghanistan. It fully controls the country. And the Taliban has given Al-Qaeda safe haven and support in Afghanistan. And of course it has. The two have forged enduring bonds that have, after fighting in Afghanistan for 20 years against the U.S., and the Taliban won with the support of al-Qaeda and a host of other regional and global terror groups that are based in the region. That is, the Taliban controls the state. It controls, it has access to the weapons, munitions, and bases left behind by the U.S., tens of billions of dollars. Al-Qaeda is already organizing, has organized in Afghanistan. In the article, I detail four, Zawahiri, of course, was killed in Kabul in a home run by the Taliban's deputy mayor and interior minister. Saif al-Adel, who's suspected to be his successor, is thought to have arrived in Afghanistan at one point in time. And then two other key al-Qaeda leaders are known to be operating inside of Afghanistan. One of them has put his band back together. He was freed from the prison in Bagram when the Taliban took over, and he's put his al-Qaeda cadre back together in northeastern Afghanistan, where he's running training camps.
This is John Batchelor.